Hey everyone, welcome to the channel. Kaylee here, back with another interview and success story. And today we actually have a very, very special guest. This is someone that I coached and I worked with for the mentorship. And then now Vicky, who will say her hellos in a moment, is also now a mentor in the program as well. You know, we kind of skipped all this story part and went right to her mentoring because she's such an awesome person. Her story is amazing that you'll hear in a moment. And she just like really crushed it and killed it. And not only that, but with such an immense support to us in the program that we had to bring her on. So we want you to share us her story with you today and get to all of that fun stuff. So, hey, Vicky, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. You're so exciting.
So, like all interviews and success stories, will be going through the questions. But I also wanted to add as well before we start with the questions today that Vicky is also from Puerto Rico and she's a Spanish speaker. So we thought that it would be really nice as well to add in some Spanish content or Spanish words of wisdom. So if Vicky starts speaking in Spanish, it's not randomly. She's just adding in some advice as well. I think we always say, right, we would love this program to expand beyond, English speaker, English speaking countries. And we have had people like Bertie's interview, for example, where he learned English, right, from anxiety and wanting to get better, but not everyone has that luxury. So, to be able to pass on this wisdom or pass on this knowledge to more boundaries and help more people is always our goal.
If I start speaking Spanish, you know why. And if I speak weird English, it's because it's not my first language.
So, Vicky, my first question for you is, how did it all start? So where did your anxiety journey begin?
Now looking back, I can recognize that I was like an anxious child. Like I was always worried about something. Like I never wanted to go out on my own. I always wanted my mom to come with me, even to like school field trips. I really wanted my mom to be there because I just felt safer. So now in hindsight, I can see like the anxious patterns that were never really worked through as a child. But I remember the first panic attack I had. I was actually in my senior year of high school. And then I just remember one day I had to take my little sister to school because my parents couldn't that day. They had something they had to do, so I had to take her to her school, and then I was just gonna come home. And I was a 17-year-old. I used to stay at home alone all the time, but this particular morning just felt really different. Like I remember not feeling really well, telling my mom that I didn't feel well, and she was like, "Okay, it's fine." Like she checked up on me, but everything was fine. So on my way, I remember I just started feeling like I was going to die. Like literally, I couldn't see the road. I couldn't like I, my heart was beating so fast. I felt like I was gonna die. And I remember calling my dad and being like, "I need you to stop wherever you are and meet me because I can't drive anymore. Like I don't know what's going on. I think I'm gonna die. Like I'm getting so scared. I don't know what's going on." So I remember my dad, he kind of met me halfway from where he was. And when he got there, I felt better. You know, like everything subsided. But I remember my mom told me, just stay in your sister's school for the rest of the day. Just chill there because I knew everybody in Puerto Rico. We have like smaller schools, so everybody knows each other. So I just stayed around the whole day and I felt great. I was like, this is like so stupid. That was so weird. Maybe I just ate something wrong and I just felt a little bit off. But then when I came home with my little sister, everything came back. I remember I started shaking again. I felt like I was going to, you know, puke and everything. Like it was so bad that first day. And that happened for about 3 or 4 days because I remember my parents had a specific thing they had to do, and it was like a whole day thing. It was like a conference or something like that. So for those 3 or 4 days, I was alone with my little sister. So not only I was alone, but I was responsible for my little sister. So I remember those days were horrible, just nonstop panic. And again, I didn't know what was going on. Even my parents, they asked me like, "What's going on?" And I'm like, "I really don't know. I just feel like whenever you guys are gone, I feel really bad." Nothing really happened after that. It was like a 4 or 5 day episode. But then I went back to always being with my mom, always being with my parents, my older sister. So everything just kind of like dialed down a little bit. But I remember after I graduated, there was this program. It was about, like giving high schoolers their first work experience. And I remember my mom taking me the first day and I couldn't get out of the car. And she was like, "You have to get out. Like there's people behind me. Get out of the car. I'll pick you up." I think it was like even for like 4 or 5 hours. It wasn't even the whole day. But I was like, "I can't get out." And I just started crying and like shaking. And I felt everything that I felt a few months back again. And we didn't know what was going on. And this happened for a while. Every time I had to be without my parents or without my older sister, it was like those three people that gave me that, you know, peace. I was horrible. I was a horrible wreck. I didn't know what was going on. I started college, and college was really hard for me. Like, even my parents would take me most of the time, and they had to stay near because even if they dropped me off and left, I would go crazy. Like, I couldn't handle it. I would cry. Like, I would go to the classes and go to the bathroom and cry because I just felt so bad, and we didn't know what was going on. So I'm like, am I sick? Am I dying? Am I crazy? Like, am I going to have to go, you know, to like a mental hospital? I didn't know what was going on. And that happened for about, I would say, like 2 years on and off. But then I kind of got better because my mom started kind of like forcing me to do the things that scared me, no matter how I felt. So she was like, we can't take you all the time. You have to face these fears. You can't live like this. And I remember her in her forcing me to do these things. Eventually, I got better. Like, I was able to be alone. I even traveled alone with friends. I remember, like, it was like a pretty chill point in my life. But then I met my boyfriend, which is now, he's now my husband, and everything started coming back again. Because for the first time, I started to realize I was going to have to move out of my parents' house. I had to, you know, live with this person, which I wanted to, but it's just a big change. And when I got married, everything came back worse than it did before. Even like the first few weeks, sometimes I didn't even stay at the apartment with my husband. I would go to my mom's house and sleep over there. That's how bad it was. And I felt so ashamed. I felt so guilty. I felt so like a failure. I'm like, I'm just married and I can't even be with my husband. I have to be with my parents. Like, it was the craziest thing and the craziest time in my life. So I just started searching for everything I could, like we all do. We Google. I went to like 300 an hour therapists that just told me to breathe. And I just wanted to strangle them because I was trying to breathe, but I just couldn't. I bought every program necessary. I did all the diets. I literally tried everything and nothing seemed to work. And I remember one day I went to my dad, and my dad is so wise. And they helped me. My family's amazing. And they've helped me with everything they knew how to help, you know, with their support, with their love, but they don't know what was going on. And they didn't have to because they weren't the ones going through it. But I remember I sat down with my dad and I was like, I am over this. I can't do this anymore. And he was like, well, you know what? I don't think you should ever give up because you lose when you actually give up. So just keep trying. But I would find people that got over what you're going through right now and try to learn everything from them. Because if you can't do it on your own, try to learn about people that actually went through this. And that's when I saw, I think it was you and then Mirka on Sean's channel. And then you guys spoke so like directly to me, like whatever your experience is, it's unique in the sense of like everybody has their own experience, but it was so me. Like, I saw myself in you guys, and I just saw, I think, every recovery video Sean had on the channel, because I'm like, these people know what I'm going through and they actually got out of it. I want to know how they did it. So then I started to watch Sean's every video I could. I remember the five F's. I downloaded the blueprint. I did everything I could. It made sense to me. What he was saying was finally like, okay, he knows what's going on. They know what's going on and they got out of it. So I need to learn from them. But then I just felt like I was making too many mistakes along the way. So I just decided, I sat down with my mom and dad. I'm like, I think I'm going to join the mentorship. I think it's a great opportunity. I have nothing to lose and I have everything to gain. Like, I want my life back. I don't want to do this alone anymore. I actually felt like you guys were at this point the only thing left for me to try. I'm like, what can I lose? And thank God I did, because I not only didn't lose anything, but I gained a lot of my life back. And yeah, I think the rest is history in the sense of I'm so glad to where I'm at right now. And I still have many things to work through. I still have many things that I need to keep working on, as we all do. But the point where I'm at in my life right now, if I stay like this my whole life, I would be okay. I want better things. I want to keep going. But I've gotten to a point where anxiety is not the anxiety that it was before. It's not this big monster that I can't face. It's this little thing that I know is trying to protect me, but it's just not informed correctly on how to do so. So I'm the one in control now and I teach it. So yeah, it's basically like a rundown from when it started to now.
Yeah, no, awesome. So I'm just going to go a little bit deeper into some elements of your journey. That was a really great overview of everything and just kind of how it started, how it progressed, where you're at, and then what led you to join the mentorship to where you are today. In the height of your journey. So it sounds like you had anxiety when you were like 17 when it came to leaving your parents. And then that kind of went away on its own, just from you just naturally being exposed to being alone, right? And then it came back really worse when it came to moving out with your husband. And how long ago was that, by the way?
We're about to have our 3-year anniversary, so about 3 years ago.
So 3 years ago. From what point, how long did you struggle with it from the time you moved out to until you found us?
Well, I found you guys September last year. We're filming this on July 2024, so yeah, some people know. So it was about 2 years, like a year and a half, 2 years of that.
Really,
That's, yeah, like really hard part.
in that hard part, what were your most debilitating symptoms?
For me, the biggest thing was stomach stuff. Just like the nausea, the wanting to puke all the time, that uneasy feeling right when you wake up. I just felt everything so much in my stomach. And when you feel it in kind of your organs, at least this was my, like, how I rationalized it. If I feel it in my organs, like my stomach and my intestines, then there's something medically wrong. There has to be. My body can't, be reacting to like fear in such a strong way. When I felt like I was so uneasy that I was going to faint, I never feared that I was going to faint of low blood sugar or stuff like that. I just felt like I was so uneasy that I was just going to pass out because it was so much. So yeah, I think it was like the stomach thing. Mostly, I had a lot of other things like muscle tenseness. I don't know if tenseness is a word, but like I was tense in the muscles. Shallow breathing. Heart palpitations, those didn't really bother me, but I did notice them when they were around. I had visual things. I think that's the thing that still kind of stuck with me right now, which is just I feel like I have to focus my eyes a lot more, especially when I went to like grocery stores or like a big whole store, whatever it was. Like I really needed to look at what I was trying to focus on because everything was just like overstimulating my brain. I just felt like I was there, but not really there, which is, I think, like the derealization, depersonalization part of it, which I never knew was that, until like after I learned about all this, I'm like, wait a minute, that actually makes sense why I felt so disconnected. I just thought I was like going crazy, but now I know better. But yeah, just like visual stuff, it just kind of like got me a little bit dizzy. And the biggest thing was like uneasy feeling in my stomach.
Yeah, and all like very, very common symptoms. It's
Yeah.
funny because the stomach aches is like the one thing that I think I didn't have personally
Really?
in my journey. Yeah, but it's so common, right? Or people like Sean, where it was the biggest symptom.
Yeah.
But it's funny because even for me now, I never get nauseous and I never throw up, ever. Like my stomach, for whatever reason, is just like, I don't know, strong. But where I'm getting with all of that. Is that it's just like you said, like it's amazing how every single person, their symptoms will manifest in different ways. And we'll all have things that are stickier to us than to other people. And for a reason, our bodies are, go in different ways.
Yeah.
But also, too, we always tell like our clients that it's also the stories that we tell ourselves, right? So for you, like you said, that your stomach issues, because stomach is linked to medical, that was the hardest for you because that probably had stories around it of what if it's something else, what if I'm sick, what if it's X, Y, Z. So oftentimes too, like what is most stickiest for us and most debilitating is linked to the narrative that we tell, and therefore we create those problems or make them stronger through our focus and our attention and our stories.
In the mentorship and just before, just as a member and listening to people, I would catch on that people always think that their story is the worst. Like whatever they have is the worst thing ever. And you telling me that right now, before I would have been like, I would have killed to not have stomach. Like I would have done everything to have what you had because mine is worse. But for you were like, I wish I had stomach problems because mine was worse, So I agree 100%. It's just how we visualize what we're going through and like actually make it lose its power because at the end of the day, it's not as important as we make it seem. So I think that's the biggest thing.
Exactly. So going back again, so those were your biggest symptoms. So before you came across Mirka and my video or our video, which is always makes me really happy, right? Because when I When Sean asked me to go on his channel to do my success story, at the time I was not a mentor. I was just like a random person on the internet who was like helping people. The pandemic just hit. I'm like, okay, I have free time now. Let me help people. I saw on Sean's Facebook page. But I shared my story because I had a hard time finding those stories when I was going through it. Because when I went through it, it was before Sean had his channel, and at the time YouTube was still not what it is now, and what we know is not what we know now. Also, too, like, even to this day, information online is so diluted with different stuff that it's hard to find the right stuff. So for me, it's just that I wanted to share my story so that I can help someone. So it always makes me happy when people say that, just an aside. But before you found our videos, what were you doing to fix? What did you try to do?
As many people know in the mentorship, obviously, and now news to everyone, I'm a Christian. So the biggest thing for me is I was always so focused on prayer and doing more in my religious, if I can say that, life, because I thought God was punishing me, or that I wasn't doing enough, or that I wasn't enough. And that narrative really messed me up a little bit, because I felt God in every aspect of my life except this one. I feel you in everything in my life, but in this one, it's like you don't care. I remember saying that to God. I'm like, it feels like you're turning a blind eye on purpose. And it bothered me. And the thing was, in this sense, like, this is like a side note, I was never willing to give it up. I was never willing to actually get better from this. I now know that the victim mentality that I had, I was so attached to it that I was like, yeah, you can work on this, but I just wanted him to make it disappear. I did not want to work on it. So that was the biggest thing, the biggest realization I had being in the mentorship of like, you need to take responsibility for what you can do. And that really helped me out a lot. But that was the biggest thing that I felt like wasn't working for me. And now I know I was just focused on the wrong thing. Instead of like treating God as a genie that could make things disappear, I needed to know that he was giving me the strength and now the tools with the mentorship to actually work on this and get better, in the sense that made me grow, I'm sorry, so I can now be in a position to help others. So that was my biggest thing and my biggest realization with the mentorship. But I also tried, like I told you, therapy. I tried many therapists. I even got medicated, but I stopped medication like a few months before I even heard of the mentorship, because it didn't work for me. Like, I kind of didn't have the stomach aches, but my thoughts were always racing. I always felt like I was going to go crazy. Like, it never really helped me in that sense. I tried another, I'm not going to say the name, obviously, but like another YouTuber's anxiety program. I wouldn't say it was bad, but it was a lot of coping. I was breathing, doing a lot of breathing techniques, doing a lot of like meditations. I didn't want to say it like that, but it really didn't help. And then I tried, the last thing I tried before I found you guys, it was this, I think it's Dr. Leaf's NeuroCycle for like neuroplasticity and stuff like that. I think that was amazing. I just don't think it's the right track, the right program for recovering from anxiety. It is not marketed as that. I just thought it was something that could help my brain, so I just joined. And I do think it has amazing knowledge. I just don't think it's for this. So after that, I remember I did every night I would do like something. I would read something. I would look for something. I was always constantly on the search to get better and like find out what I needed to do. And then I found you guys. So my nightly ritual changed to watching Sean's videos. And then when I joined the mentorship, because I wanted like the fast track or the fastest track to recovery, it was like the modules and learning and joining the group calls and just the community in general, like everything the mentorship offered. That was like my new nighttime routine, and that was the thing that actually helped me like face everything in the right way.
So, well, on that note, then, how was your experience in the mentorship in the program?
Can't explain how grateful I am, because it came at such a perfect moment. And sometimes I'm like, I wish I would have found this sooner, so I would have been recovered by now. And we get into this like unproductive thinking habits of like, I wish things were this way, or I wish I didn't have this. But I think that it came at the perfect moment, because it was at the moment where I was fully surrendered, in the sense that I've tried everything else. I'm willing to try this. I wasn't hesitant. I did not come in thinking I knew everything, and I still don't think I know everything. So it's having that, I was having that openness in my mind of like, I'm willing to hear them out. I'm willing to do the work. I'm willing to put faith in what they're saying. And I think that's the thing that really helped me fully, or like do as good as I did, because I was, just focused on doing what you guys tell me. And whenever you guys were like, no, you're doing it wrong, I didn't take it personally. I was just like, okay, they're trying to help me. They have nothing against me, because this is what the mind tries to do. It tries to convince you that you're doing it wrong, that you're the worst, that you're this, you're that. So just having people that I know cared about each one of us and gave us that even like hard love or harsh love when we needed it was really, really amazing. And it just went so well. Like the community of people is so good, because it's not a forum. You're not there to tell everybody how bad your day was. You're there to ask questions or to post your wins. And I don't think there's a better place, or like there's another place in the world where you're like, I drove alone for the first time. And there's like comments of people being like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you. Like, you're doing amazing. And it's that support and that celebration of every little win we have, everything we conquer, and that community and mentors just around you telling you that everything is going to be okay. Even when you feel like it's not going to be okay, it's really reassuring, and it really helped me a lot. So I couldn't be more grateful. And now I'm a part of it. So I think that's the best example. Like, if something didn't work and I didn't like it, I wouldn't want nothing to do with it. And right now I feel like this is a part of like the next chapter of my life, because I want to do for others what was done for me.
It just and honestly, Vicky, just because I've known you since you joined the program and I've worked with you throughout, the entire program, right? Just obviously we're here to help everyone, right? But you really put your faith into the program, and it was apparent in how you listened, how you participated, and in your actions, right? Because I always tell everyone, Sean gives all the answers for free. Like, all the answers are online. They're in these videos, they're on the channel, they're in the blueprint. And if someone was really, really, really like self-motivated, you could recover off the knowledge that you have there, right? But also too, anxiety really clouds and fogs up your perception, your outlook, your thinking process, right? So, having people to guide you is really helpful. And like you said, sometimes tough love is needed, right? Not because we're trying to be mean, but because I remember when I was sensitized, my mind was so clouded and so fogged by the anxiety and how scared I was, and I just from not being at, like, from not seeing the progress or the bird's eye view of like what recovery looks like. Of course, you're gonna make mistakes. Like, of course, you're gonna not do things correctly. So to have someone there to correct you or say, like, yeah, I did that too, don't do that, right? And coming from a place of just guidance. And going back to what I was saying about you is that you really put your faith in us and really listened and you did the work. Because that's the one factor that, okay, like, yes, the knowledge, yes, the support, yes, the community, but also, are you going to put in the work? And you really demonstrated that from the get-go, which is, why you're here, right? Why you're sharing your success story, why you're so much better. And also now too, like, why you're now a mentor and you're also helping people in our program, because you really did it, all of those qualities and skills. So it's
Yeah,
amazing.
something that I didn't know before I joined is that it takes time. And that's something, as anxiety sufferers, we don't want to hear. We want it to be immediate. But the thing is, you've suffered with this for so long. What's a little bit more time doing the right thing? So that was something I came to learn. It didn't come, from like immediately. I took some time for me to understand that. And the second thing is that anxiety is up and down. So sometimes I feel like I had days where I'm like, I have this. Like, there's nothing that can stop me now. And then like symptoms would come back, or like something would happen. And just having that guidance of like, don't fall into the trap. You know what this is. It's having that, like, okay, I'm not gonna spiral. I'm not gonna go down this road again, because I know where it leads. But I have people that are like kind of guiding me, kind of not. They're guiding me in this, in this whole journey. I think that's the biggest thing with the mentorship.
Amazing, and you're amazing, and all that you've done is amazing. So, we're so happy to have you here now, and also now to share your story with everyone. It's just always like another story that's going to help someone and impact someone. So it's great. All right, so my last question for you then is, what is one piece of advice you would tell someone, let's say Vicky, 2 years ago, who was, trying to find answers? She came across this video. What would you tell someone, in those shoes?
The biggest thing that it would have helped me is knowing that there's people that have gone through this and have actually recovered. Because we hear so many things of people coping, having this for years, living and dying, having this, that we feel like it's going to be us. And it is so heart-wrenching at times to think that that's going to be my life forever, knowing that there's people out there that not only went through this, but got better and are doing what they can as their part to help others join them in this like recovered state. I think that's amazing. And knowing that is so good. The other thing I would say, like I said, it takes time, it takes patience, it takes compassion, and it takes putting in the work. You have to be so ready to put in the work. You have to be so ready to put everything you think you know aside and be open to learning new things, be open to learning more about you, be open to facing the things, even though they feel really uncomfortable. And the biggest thing for me, or one of the biggest things in the mentorship that I learned, is that just because it's uncomfortable does not mean it's dangerous. Just because I feel a certain thing does not mean that feeling is valid or that feeling is a fact. It's not. It's just a feeling. So even though anxiety makes us feel a certain way, that does not mean it's how it's going to be. So it's just having faith that if other people did it, you can also do it. And knowing it's going to take, it might be a journey different than what you imagined, but it is a journey worth taking. And it's a journey that I've heard many people, and I haven't been in the mentorship for so long. So I've heard many people say before, I wish I never had come across anxiety, but now I'm so grateful that I did. Because it has taught me so much. I'm a better person. I am a better wife. I'm a better family member. I'm a better employee. I'm a better whatever it may be. Like whatever it is you do, it makes you a better person because it makes you take accountability. It makes you evaluate your life in a different perspective. And it makes you know that no matter what happens, you are more than capable to deal with it. And I think having faith in those things and knowing that even though you have to put in the work, which is kind of annoying sometimes, I know. In doing so, you're going to gain so many more things than if you just woke up one day and didn't have anxiety. It's a journey worth going through. Is it easy? Nope. Is it comfortable? Nope. Would I do it again? I think I'm going a little bit crazy in the sense because I would say yes, because I'm such a better person because of it. And I know people can be, so much better too.
Awesome. So before we close off, did you want to share your Spanish advice for our Spanish
Yeah,
speakers out there?
of
Yeah.
course. Pues ahora para todas las personas que hablan español, honestamente, esto es lo mejor que me pudo haber pasado. Yo no tengo palabras de cómo explicar lo bien que me siento a este punto porque he llegado hasta aquí. Y el hecho de que yo fui la persona que puse el trabajo, yo fui la persona que hizo todo lo que tenía que hacer, me da esa confianza en mí misma de que no hay nada que yo pueda enfrentar que yo no pueda enfrentarlo de la mejor manera. Así que si sabes un poco de inglés, si sabes algo y estás pasando por esto, te recomiendo que te metas a este mentorship porque honestamente no, tu vida no va a ser la misma. Te van a dar tantas herramientas de cómo ser mejor persona, cómo ser mejor empleado, cómo ser mejor hijo, mejor hija, mejor esposa, cualquiera sea la situación en que puedas estar enfrentándote ahora mismo y la ansiedad te está tratando de robar esa vida. Te podemos ayudar, te podemos encaminar por el camino correcto, porque lo que queremos realmente es que te mejores, lo que queremos realmente es que puedas vivir la vida que tienes, que tú deseas para ti. En mi caso, que como estaba mencionando ahorita, que soy cristiana, que Dios tiene para ti y los planes que Él tiene para tu vida, que puedas realmente, se puedan realmente cumplir en tu vida, porque ya la ansiedad no sea parte de tu vida. Así que les recomiendo eso. Me siento muy bien estando hablando español porque siempre tengo que hablar inglés y se me hace un poco difícil siempre tener que traducir en mi mente, pero realmente estamos aquí para servirles en cualquier cosa que podamos hacerlo. Te puedes recuperar de la ansiedad. Hay esperanza, hay personas que lo han hecho y sabemos que ustedes también. So that was it.
Thank you, Vicky, so much for coming on the channel and sharing your story. Like always, you're amazing, and I'm so happy to be working beside you now, to be helping people in the mentorship and all of Sean's other programs that we have. And now we'll be having a Spanish speaker with us to also share and impart more knowledge. And yeah, and just having more voices. I always say, we're all seeing the same thing because recovery, we all recover the same way. And recovery truly is, from what I saw on my own journey, from what you've seen and what we've been working with hundreds and thousands of people now, is that the answer is always the same, right? But at the same time, we all have our unique ways of explaining things, our own experiences, and different ways of saying things. So sometimes I might say things, or you might say things, or Mirka or Sean, that just resonates. So it's always lovely having more voices and more people, just to help and be that guide for people, whether it's on this channel where we're sharing the story, in the mentorship, wherever you find us or you see us, right? We're here to support and help you. So, thank you for sharing your story. It's and you're out. Like you did it, right? And now not only did you do it, you're now helping other people.
And I just wanted to thank you guys, like each one of the mentors, like you said, you all have that specific way of saying things that just clicks for different people, or like the same person just in different ways. We're so grateful for everything you do, and I am so happy to be able to be a part of that, because you guys did it for me, and now that's exactly what I learned from you guys is what I'm doing with other people now. I'm literally like a compilation of all you guys. Like I have quotes and like analogies of every single one of the mentors, because you guys really were the ones who helped me get out of this. So I'm so grateful for you guys, and just so grateful for what is coming into the future, because whatever comes, we'll be more than capable to deal with it. So
Awesome. Thank you, Vicky. All right, everyone. So hope you enjoyed that. Like always, if you want to click below, you get access to the blueprint, which is an awesome guide going over everything of how to recover. Check out Sean's videos, his channel, more success stories. If you haven't heard mine, go check out mine as well. And yeah, thank you, Vicky. Take care, everyone.
thank you. Bye.